Si è arrivata Dora col suo, microfonino qua. Cosa devo dire?
Just salute the dear brethren.
Dear brethren. Ok, aspetta. Non scappare. Allora, devo dire qualcosa dal mio cuore.
Sì, perché sempre mi ascoltano a me, allora ogni tanto devono ascoltare anche te.
Ok, allora...
You always listen to me, dear brethren, in English.
Gesù, dammi qualcosa. Posso pregare in italiano almeno? Cioè, poi parlo in inglese. Gesù, dammi qualcosa per i fratelli in America. Grazie Signore, tanto tempo che non registro in inglese.
Specialmente adesso che sono queste notizie su di Trump. Se c'è qualcosa nel cuore per i fratelli.
Grazie Signore, dobbiamo finire l'Apocalisse in inglese, ragazzi. Siamo arrivati al capitolo 18. Anche no, pochi capitoli a finire in inglese. Allora, God bless you, dear brethren in America. We are praying. Praise the Lord. This morning we're asking the Lord for a message about the election, Trump's elections. And let's not put our hopes too much in Trump. He's not Jesus Christ. He's not going to solve America's problems, because America, most of America sold their souls to the devil, to materialism, to money, to the Antichrist. You could see how Hillary supporters were freaking out in the streets, using obscene words, offending. They had to be arrested. They were so possessed, especially the homosexual and the lesbian were freaking out. So, brethren, not much is going to change. Just the Lord put a stop to Obama and Hillary and the NWOs and their wars were going just about to start. I mean, Hillary would have been in power the next day, there would have been a war. Even Obama is better than her. So the Lord put a stop momentarily. As this morning, the Lord gave me some scripture, Revelation chapter 6, that even though Trump is going to, is not interested in war, they're going to twist his arm behind his back politically. They're going to force him. They're going to force him to make wars, you know, because it's written in the Bible, Revelation 6, verse 3 or 4 over there. It says that the red horse goes around provoking wars. And the Lord gave me another scripture, 1 Peter 5:8. It says that the devil goes around as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. So Trump cannot stop. Not the devil, nothing. Only God can do that. But it's prophesied that wars will come, even atomic wars, and that's it. So we'll get a little break with Trumps, but the devil will start again with the wars, with the Antichrist is coming. Bless you, brethren. I love you so much. You are wonderful. You can please write and let me know how you feel, your comments, your reactions. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Amen. That's it, Dora?
Yes, thank you.
Praise God.
God bless you, dearest brethren. I am Dora, and I will continue. I will continue the translation of the message from Italian into English. A message given on RadioBlast.net by Brother Joseph. So the most important thing which everybody wants to know about this week is concerning the elections, Trump's elections. What happened? What does it mean, Trump being elected from a prophetical point of view? I'm just asking and commenting these things at the radio. How do we explain what happened? Angela's asking. Most of the world is content that Trump got elected. Some are not, but most of the people are content. We, that we know the prophecies, were a little bit perplexed. How come this happened? How come Trump got elected? I made a little Photoshop image, and I put it on the radio page, homepage, radioblast.net. The image, the photo put on the... on the front page of the radio, it says like this: the wars of Hillary are postponed, but not for a long time. This is what the picture on the radio page says. It's in Italian. Trump independent out of the NWOs, and it seems like the wars of Hillary are postponed, but not for too long. There is all kinds of news on the net. One says that it's a false thing, that he's against the NWO, that he's an NWO agent, some people say. Others say that he's not a Christian, it's not right that he's a Christian, all kinds of things. So how do we know the truth? What is the truth? Well, better pray and ask the Lord for discernment. Let's ask the Lord to help us discern. You need the Holy Spirit to know when to hate, when to love, like his Ecclesiastes says. There's a time to love, a time to hate. You always need to know with the Holy Spirit to discern what's based on the Bible, what is not based on the Bible when revelations come or news come around. You need the Holy Spirit and you need the Scriptures to be able to discern well. First, always the Lord speaks. The Holy Spirit speaks. That's how what happens to me. I get a feeling, a signal, a vision, something from the Holy Spirit. And then the Lord gives me also the Scriptures of confirmations. Angela's saying it's true. We need the Holy Spirit and discernment to understand what's happening today. Of course, in the Bible, it's not written Donald Trump, so we need the Holy Spirit to be able to discern. So let's talk about the world news. Let's go and see what the Bible says about what happened with Trump. How does the Trump cabinet and Trump being elected have to do with the prophecies? Let's go to the prophecies. Let's go to what the Bible talks about what's going on in the world with Trump being elected. But before we go to Trump, Joseph says, I want to talk about the financial crash. There is quite a nice video on the homepage of the radio. It's called The Shock Revelation of an English Broker. He says, in less than 12 months, the catastrophe will strike. He made a video a couple of years ago. He doesn't really have the chronology right, but I am very, very agreeing with what he says, that the financial crash will come. I want to tell you, brethren, that the fact that Trump got elected... I want to tell you, brethren, that the fact that Trump got elected shouldn't put you to sleep now. Oh, Trump got elected, now we can just take it easy. You should still get ready, okay? It's better to be prepared in advance and not to need it. It's better to be a day early than a day late. Some people are writing to me and are telling me the financial crash didn't come. You keep talking about financial crash coming and it didn't come. Okay. Yes, it didn't come yet, but it will come. It's prophesied. What's prophesied will come, okay? Things are going from bad to worse. Continue preparing, even if Trump got elected. Don't get deceived by that. Continue preparing. Prepare because wars will come. Wars will come unexpectedly. Okay? Continue with your end-time preparation and also for the financial crash that will come and wars that will be coming, okay? I want you to watch this video, which is on the homepage. It's very interesting. Shock, revelation shock by the English broker. In less than 12 months, the catastrophe will strike. So it's very important, this video. So don't go to sleep, okay? Because very soon, those who are sleeping will lose their money. The financial crash will come. And even if everybody hates this financial system of the world. They are like satanic chains which keeps the whole world chained. It's like a cancer which is killing everybody financially, with just a few elite on top who are guiding everything and controlling everything. Everybody is involved into this financial system, from the rich all the way to the poor. Everybody is being programmed that they cannot get out of the financial system just because they have a few benefits, so they don't get out of the financial system. Everybody is trapped into it. I would like to say that the financial crash could come triggered by even a war. So, brethren, I want to tell you to please prepare, even though it didn't come yet, but it will come. Prepare. Don't go to sleep. Let's talk about Trump and Trump being elected. Everybody's surprised and shocked that he got elected. Media was against him. The media was against him, but he still won. I guess many of the Americans understood. It means that the American people understood that the media was being puppeteered by the New World Order. So they were still able to have their eyes open and to see where the bad was. So it was a pleasant surprise that he got elected by everybody. Even I was surprised that he got elected. So an article from Corriere della Sera: anti-Trump protests all over America. And people were arrested, and in New York, streets were blocked. The lesbians and homosexuals are all protesting. All the lesbians are wondering, what is our savior, Hillary, that will help our rights, our lesbian rights and homosexual rights. On internet, they say that Hillary is lesbian. We'll see. We'll see if it's true or not, but maybe it is true. Maybe she's a lesbian. So they're all on the streets revolting against Trump. So the immigrants and homosexuals, the immigrants and the homosexuals are against Trump, and they are on the streets protesting in favor of Hillary and against Trump. Hillary promised that as a president she would have opened the doors in America to all the Syrian refugees. She promised that America would have ended up being problematic like Europe is. The New World Order think that they can get rid of the Christianity by bringing in the Muslims, so the Muslims can persecute the Christians. Another article from Corriere della Sera: Silvio Berlusconi says the Americans chose, let him work now. So Berlusconi is on Trump's side. The Pope is against Trump. Who's the true Christian? Trump, at least until now, he looks to be a Christian, okay? He looks to be on the side of the Christianity. And Berlusconi is in favor of Trump. And the Pope said that Trump is not a Christian. I think that the Pope is not Christian. In February, let's read another article. Corriere says the Pope. The Pope, the words of the Pope and what the what Trump replied. The Pope says Trump is not a Christian. Trump says to the Pope, shameful words. Declarations of Bergoglio, a person who thinks to make walls and not bridges is not Christian, and this is not the gospel. That's what the Pope said about Trump. Please be silent. Okay, the Catholic Church did a bunch of walls through the history against the Protestants, against all the religions. They built a wall against the charismatics, against their own Catholic charismatics. Through the centuries, they were killing you if you're reading the Bible. You come and talk to me about walls? You talk to me about walls? The Catholic Church built a bunch of walls. Of walls through the centuries. And Trump answered the Pope the following. Trump answered, if the Vatican would be attacked by ISIS, the Pope should be praying that I would be the new president of the United States. This is what Trump told the Pope. If Vatican will be attacked by ISIS, the Pope better pray that I'm the new president of the United States. And the Pope protested against Trump because Trump is against the immigrants. So the question is, what does it mean that Trump got elected? One who doesn't seem to be a pawn of the New World Order. He doesn't seem to be a pawn of the New World Order. Question. How much will Trump influence the canvas of the end time? How will he influence the end time? Angela is saying, I would like to read to you a few emails from the brethren who wrote to us about Trump. And maybe we can answer to these brethren. We would like to answer these brethren because they wrote to us their reflections, their ideas about it. I read to you the first message, Angela says. Let's start with Emiliano. Emiliano, the husband of Angela. And Emiliano writes to us and sends to us an article from Pandora TV. The article says the rivalry between Trump and Clinton. And so the rivalry between Trump and Clinton, all Trump's talk against the globalization, Pandora TV says, in fact, it's just a trick. It's a very good trick because they want, because the final thing would be the Antichrist coming to power. Hillary was the candidate, but in the same time she was being, a bunch of scandals about her came out in the open. So this made the people of America choose a faithful servant against the evil, like Trump. Trump seems to be against all evils. So this way the people will think they have hope that he can change something. So like this, they will be docile and they will not rebel. But the evil will still come, and the NW order will still bring their plan to act. Their plan will come to pass. The same thing happened with Obama, who was worse than Bush. And Pandora TV says Trump will be even worse than both of them, worse than Bush and worse than Obama. He seems to be wanting to be friends with Putin, but I think it's just a Troy horse strategy. The same thing happened between Reagan and Gorbachev, and so on. This TV, Joseph comments now, this TV only talks about these two world powers, Russia and America, and that's it. But let's look beyond. Let's look in the spiritual realm. Let's see what's happening in the spirit. Let's not look at what's happening in the flesh, okay? I want to tell you, brethren, to look in the spirit, okay? What is prophesied in the Bible will come to pass. It doesn't matter who got elected, okay? Angela saying, a few days ago, I asked you, is it true that Trump will be just a secret agent of the NWO and that everything that happened is just a setup? Angela says, even I asked you, maybe Trump is just even worse than Hillary. Maybe it'll just be maybe it's just a setup. Joseph says, and what did I answer you? Angela said, you answered me that you don't think it's like this. You don't think it's like this. Okay, that he could become an agent of the NW order, fine, even Judah became Judah. But until now, after my discernment, it's a no. I don't think he's a secret agent of the NW order. And I think what this Pandora TV said, I think it's a wrong analysis. I don't think it's just a setup and that he looks good, but in the end, he'll be worse than Hillary. and that he will be worse than Obama and Bush put together. I don't think this analysis is right. All the media, even the Pope, was against Trump. And this never happened. This never happened when it came to the real agents of the NWO order. Even Putin favored Trump. All the media, all the Antichrist newspapers, even the Pope on the NWO order were against him. And this never happened with anybody else before. So I think he's not a secret agent of the NWO order. Let's go on to the next. Vincenzo wrote to us. He's the pastor of a church, Vincenzo. It's the second time he writes to us. And I want to read to you his message. My name is Vincenzo, and as you remember, I am the pastor of a church. When they asked me to take care of this church in 2010, I started to study the scriptures very well about the Great Tribulation and about the rapture. And I had many doubts about my previous teachings which I received. After reading the Bible, I am convinced that the church will be raptured after the Great Tribulation. God bless you, Vincenzo. We agree with you. It's amazing. He searched the scriptures and he found the truth. He who searches, finds. He searches, finds the truth. He who sits and just listens to what the pastor says to you, but you don't search inside the scriptures, it's not good. Search the scriptures, okay? Okay, Vincenzo continues. Now, knowing this, that the church will be raptured after, I want to ask you this. In the 16th of October, you said that most probably Hillary Clinton will get elected, and even I thought the same thing. In the end, though, Donald Trump was elected. How do you interpret this event? I'm just as surprised as you, brother, Joseph says. Vincenzo continues, my thought is the following. My thought is that the tensions will loosen, or maybe it will be possible even a global union between the United States and Russia. And I think he will proclaim world peace, which will bring to the Holy Covenant. Quite a good analysis, Joseph says. I see it the same way. So Vincenzo is asking, please tell me your thoughts about this. If they kill him, it's very obvious that the New World Order would kill him. Yeah, that's why they didn't do it yet. There was actually one attack against him, but they didn't make it. They killed Kennedy. They used a zombie, and they killed Kennedy. The world would understand what happened behind the scenes and why he was killed, why he would be killed, Trump. The New World Order controls the media. The New World Order controls all the media, and they cannot do anything. The New World Order, they killed Kennedy, because Kennedy, just like Gaddafi and Aldo Moro, they wanted to get out of the banks. They wanted to print their own money. Gaddafi started to do it. So Kennedy wanted to pull out of the financial system. So Kennedy understood that the financial world is, the financial system is taking over. So he wanted to print his own money, the money that belongs to the United States, not to the Bank of the United States, but to the people. Also in Italy happened more or less the same many years ago. And then he died. Kennedy died. Gaddafi as well. So, Angela sang, according to what Vincenzo said, if Trump will be the one who pushes the peace in the Middle East with Russia, so that means that soon the seven-year covenant could be signed, right? Joseph says, yes, I agree with you. I think any moment they can sign the seven-year covenant. Obama, if he is smart, he will push to sign this covenant. Obama wanted to leave a heritage, a political heritage, because and this would be the heritage that he signed the seven-year covenant. At all price, they want to sign it. Obama doesn't want to give this glory to Trump. So I think Obama will also push for the seven-year covenant. Until now, Obama offended the Israel, but I think he really wants the peace as well. I think Obama could even go these days to shine everybody's shoes and to do the seven-year covenant. Putin is trying to help also towards the peace talks. Let's go to another message. Tanya wrote to us. I want to ask you a clearing about what can happen now with Trump being elected. Everybody says he's against the New World Order, but I think it will happen in Europe, what is happening there. Tanya says, this guy, Trump, doesn't give me any trust. I think he's violent and a racist. What do you think about this? Yes, he is violent, but he's not a bad violent. For now, he's a good violent. Okay, he's violent against the bad, against the evil. So, Trump, yes, he's violent, but I don't think he's evil in his violence against people. He already said, I don't care about the wars. I don't care about wars, and I care about many things. And the world, New World Order don't like this. The New World Order wants to submit Russia. So Tanya says that this guy doesn't give me trust. I don't trust him. To me, he doesn't seem a racist. Everybody's going to write to me now, freaked out. What do you mean he's not a racist? He is against the immigrants. You know what? The immigrants need to stay in their own country, okay? They don't need to come take over. So I agree with him. I agree with Trump. So, dear sister, I don't think he's a racist. I would like to answer your question. He is not a racist. Okay? He actually tells people, you want to come in America? You need to come in legally. Okay? You need to come in legally. They made a law in Australia, I don't know if it came to pass, but they were thinking about it. They said anybody comes by boat into Australia, we will not give you the documents. If you come in normally with a visa, we will let you in, and yes, you can stay. Merkel didn't do that. Merkel ruined Europe. She gave Europe as a gift to the Muslims, and after she collected her money, she's going to go to Bahamas. She betrayed Europe. The Christians fought 2,000 years to keep Europe Christian, and now you give it as a gift in such a short time? You give it as a gift to the Muslims? Under what excuses? Humanitarian excuses? It's just a smoke in the eye. So conclusion to Tanya. Let's give a scripture to this sister. Jeremiah 17, 5-7. Let's read this scripture for Tanya. Jeremiah 17:5. She's asking me, can we trust him? Let's give a scripture to Tanya. Jeremiah 17:5. Thus says the Lord, cursed be the man that trusts in man and makes flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. For he shall be like the heath in the desert. 7. Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. What can Trump do? Nothing. He can do nothing. Okay? Don't put your hopes in him and your trust in him. There was Kennedy even more on the ball than him. And what could they do? Nothing. They didn't do anything. They couldn't do anything. And he was a president. So let's not trust in him, okay? Let's look to Jesus. Let's look to Jesus. Let's read another message from Rafaela. Dear brethren, hi, Angela's reading. I want to put you a question to you, Brother Joseph. I listened a while ago that you said that the Lord showed to you in 2009 that Clinton will run for presidency. In 2009 you said this, Joseph. That in 2009 you said it. And you said that Clinton will run for presidency. I ask you this. Did the Lord show you that a while ago, like a reference point? In the sense, let's say the following, that in the years in which Clinton will run for presidency, in that period will the Antichrist come in the world scene? I don't think Jesus is interested in the United States politics, but I think that Jesus showed you that many years ago, that Clinton will be running for presidency. I think God revealed that to you as a very, very important reason and very specific reason that we are living in the end time and that we will see the Antichrist. Okay? It's just a thought, but I want to share it to you and I want to ask you for clarifications. Joseph is asking. Yes. Joseph is answering. Yes, in 2009, the Lord showed me that Clinton will run for presidency. And that, yes, we are living in the end time and we are the last generation. The Lord showed me that in this period when Clinton will be running for president, in this period the seven-year covenant will be signed in this period. In 2008, Obama won. She became the Secretary of State of the United States after that, after Obama won. Then all the Libya scandal came out. Libya scandal came out that you guys know about. And it was her fault. They covered up everything about what happened in Libya. Many years later, what really happened came up. So officially came up that because of Hillary, those guys died in Libya. And what happened? Hillary was the Secretary of State to defend Obama. Hillary took the fault. She said, "I made a mistake." She said that she was sick and they put Kerry in her place. I felt the new world order told her like this. Look, take the blame. Obama will be safe and then we will help you in the next presidency to be the president. This is what I think the new world order told her. Probably was in 2012 that this happened, not 2008. I might get mixed up in the dates. So now in 2016, New World Order keeps her promise and they want her to run for presidency. You know that Hillary had more votes than Trump? Hillary won the popular vote, but she lost in the state's vote. United States has a different voting system. they also count the states in the votes. So Hillary had more votes than Trump, okay? Hillary had more votes than Trump, but Trump won in the states. There were more states that elected Trump, but the people voted more for Hillary. Even though there were less states on her favor, there were more people on her favor. And for this reason, Trump won. But I am convinced that she had more people on her side because the NW order had everything set up. Trump said, "I will not respect what the vote outcome will be." It was a scandal when Trump said that. When Trump said this statement, everybody got freaked out. Ellie wrote to us this morning. Ellie writes, and she says, could it be that God let Trump be elected so like this the economy can slightly become better, knowing that Trump will take care of the American interest and he won't stick his nose so much in the world business, just like Clinton would have done and would have started, seemed like, the Third World War. So could it be that God allowed Trump to win so like this God's sons can have more time to prepare so they can sell and so like this they can sell so they can prepare for the end time? It's a strange question, but I want you to answer me. Joseph says, you could be right, Ellie. It could be like that. It could be like that, that God gives us a little bit more time to prepare. Next question from Vittoria and Carmelo. The point of the question is, will Trump accelerate the 7-year covenant? Vittoria says, Trempa seems to be a friend of Israel. This, Joseph, after you, could it mean that the signing of the 7-year covenant will be accelerated and consequently the third temple will be reconstructed? Joseph answers, yes, I think so. I think this is the whole goal. I think the whole goal of Trump will be that, to sign the 7-year covenant and reconstruct the third temple, unless Obama does it before. The temple will be reconstructed, whether by Obama or Trump or whoever will be around, the temple will be reconstructed. It's prophesied. It will be a holy temple, which will be reconstructed. It's not just any kind of temple. It will be the holy temple. So I do want to say that what Vittoria is saying is right. I think Trump will accelerate the 7-year covenant and the third temple because he is truly a friend of Israel. The third temple will be under God's blessing, I want to say. Also that. It will be blessed by God. This temple will be blessed by God because it will continue through the millennium. The nations will go to the temple in Jerusalem. Read Zechariah 14, that this temple, which will be reconstructed these days, it will be a building until the end of the millennium, okay? Will be there, physically speaking. Until the new earth will be reconstructed, new earth and new heavens. Okay, this temple will have quite a significance. What's important is not Trump or Obama. With or without Obama or with or without Trump, the temple will be reconstructed. Okay? What else can we talk about this subject? Concerning Trump, I want to say this. I don't think it will change much which is the President of the United States. Trump has his hands tied, okay? Yes, he talks, and he would like to do things, and he's sincere, but he cannot change America. America sold her soul to the devil, and she's condemned. The Americans need to get out of America. The Christians need to evangelize and then leave the Titanic of America. Trump cannot change the prophecies against America. America is the prostitute, Babylon, in the book of Revelation. Even though he's a Christian, he's a politician, but he cannot change the prophecies against America. You know, Trump is like the Berlusconi of America. Trump is like the Berlusconi of the United States. Trump is actually a sympathica, I don't know how to say in English, a nice guy. Yes, he is not a missionary, but he seems more honest than other politicians. He seems to be more honest than other politicians. So what I want to say is that Trump cannot change the prophecies against the United States. It doesn't matter if he's better than Obama and Hillary, okay? He cannot change the prophecies. Trump cannot change the politics of the world. Trump cannot change the politics of the United States. So I would say that we are hoping in something that cannot be hoped. Don't hope in Trump. Hope in Christ. Have your hope in Christ. Trump cannot change the prophecies against America. What would be nice is that the churches would get converted and that the Christians in America would go evangelizing around. So then the whole America can change and the atheists can go down and the perversions can go down. These days, there's just perversions coming out of the United States. Media, Hollywood is polluting the world. The Christians should change things, but they don't. I want to tell you this. Take your eyes off Trump and put them on Jesus. It's too late for you, America. You've passed the line of non-return. You gave as a gift to the devil, the media, your schools, the TVs, the cinemas, the churches even are in the hands of the devil in the United States. You're all perverted, you're into drugs, atheism sneaked in. It's too late, okay? It's prophesied. Babylon will be burned in an hour. Babylon is United States and will have his punishments. But Trump will have some positive changes, doesn't he? Angela's asking. Joseph is answering. I think the purpose of Trump is to build a third temple, and that's it. He's a friend of Israel. Israel was very insulted by Obama. And Israel didn't want to cooperate with America anymore. Obama is with a mask and he insulted Israel and Israel didn't feel like cooperating with America anymore and Israel doesn't trust Obama anymore. Obama is like a Muslim, an atheist Muslim. That's how he acts like. Having said this, let's talk a little bit about the temporal power. You know, in the Western world, the power is not in the hands of the president. I want to tell you this. The temporal power is in the hands of the shady government of the world, which is the media, the banking system, the schooling system, the homosexuality, and all the systems of the devil. The true power of the temporal world has on the head of the pyramid who really controls the governments and the world. And who is that? Who controls the real world? Who controls the banks? Who controls the politicians? Who controls the media? Who controls the homosexuals? Is the devil. That's who's at the head of the power. And the devil will have his vicar in the world, and that vicar will be called the Antichrist. Ephesians 6:12-13. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Ephesians 6:12-13. So the message about Trump is the following. This is how I can see it prophetically speaking. Brethren, don't get distracted. Nothing will change. Don't hope and don't look at Trump as your savior. Okay? Trump is secondary. Go unto the Bible. Put your hope in the Bible. Looking unto Trump would be like putting your house on a sand. Eyes on Jesus. Jesus is the rock. Brethren, the crush will come. The Antichrist will come. The wars will come. And the tribulation will come. Okay? The message is the following. No Trump politics will be able to change the world. Nothing will change, okay? The New World Order will continue to control the world, okay? Continue to find refuge for your end time, for the end time. The seven-year covenant will come. There will not be peace, okay? Be careful, brethren. Seven-year covenant will come. Everybody will scream, peace, peace, peace. Just like when the Berlin Wall fell and the communists fell. When they yell, peace, peace, what will happen? Let's read. 1 Thessalonians 5:2. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the world comes as a thief in the night. 1 Thessalonians 5:3. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them, as travel upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. 1 Thessalonians 5:2-3. So the Bible says, it's talking about the covenant here, okay? They will say peace and safety, and the wars will come. Daniel 11:21 it's also explained there. As soon as the Antichrist comes, they talk about peace, peace, peace. The seven-year covenant comes and wars will start as well. I remember 1989, everybody was saying peace, peace, peace. But I was saying peace is not going to come. Even if the communists fell, peace will not going to come. Peace is not coming, I told those days. Everybody was yelling, victory, victory. Victory, victory, communists fell. I was preaching in those days. Don't get distracted by this. Don't get deceived. Communists will still come back under these guys, okay? Under the cover of democracy, communists will come back. And this is how it is. This is how it is. So it will be the same. Communists came back under socialism, okay? So it will be the same now, okay? I want to tell you this. Let's talk about Israel and the seven-year covenant now, okay? The God of Israel is not the dollar. Israel has no fear of anybody. The Israelis, they repaid, Israel repaid Obama and the NWO marionettes, puppets. They repaid them with the same coin that they were paid. So what did they do? They ignore Obama now, and then they go, they put their eyes towards Magog, towards Russia. And Israel found in Putin more understanding. And what did Putin do? Putin took advantage of this because Israel started looking to him for help. Obama was so arrogant and wanted to tell Israel what to do. Immediately Putin took advantage. And what did they do? Putin said, we will back you up. We will back you up in building your temple. We'll back you up in building the temple, Putin said to Israel.
ma non ci ha saputo fare perché ha dovuto strafare, mettere Israele in piedi. Arriva Putin.
Putin came and says, I agree with you, make your temple, let's do the covenant. And this was another nail in the coffin of Obama. Obama will go in history as a failure. Even if the New World Order wanted to give him a Nobel Prize for Peace to Obama. We'll see what will happen with Trump. With Trump, he promised to give as a gift Jerusalem to the Jews, okay? That's what Trump said. Trump said Israel will get Jerusalem as your capital. And Israel feels more safe with Trump. And they feel protected. And like this, they can very easily sign the 7-year covenant. And the temple will be built very easily with Trump around. Brother Joseph, why do you eliminate the fact that Trump could be an agent, secret agent of the NWO order? Angela's asking. Joseph is answering. I think the New World Order will be happy to get rid of him like Kennedy. But to be able to do that, they need to find a zombie killer. Okay. The New World Order will be glad to get rid of Trump. The New World Order's A plan with Hillary got deflated. It didn't come out. So they could kill Trump and continue to let Obama, who's already a pawn of the New World Order, continue to let Obama be the president. So they could kill Trump, and Obama continues to be the president. Obama, I think if he will stay in power, Obama will go and shine shoes to Netanyahu, will try to undo the evil he did. And then we know that in any case the prophecies will come to pass. Obama could take the glory of doing the 7-year covenant. And that's why it's a possibility, this, okay? It's not a prediction, it's just a possibility. Just in case Trump will be killed, Obama could continue as the president and could sign the 7-year covenant and go and get the glory for this. This is just a possibility, okay? Joseph, Angela's asking. But one way or another, Israel will have the temple, right? Right, exactly. Of course Israel will have its temple, it's prophesied. And Second Thessalonians talks about that the Antichrist will sit in this temple. That's why it has to be built. He's going to say that he is God. The Antichrist will say he's God in the temple of God. Trump does not want wars. Even though he has very good intentions, I think the Antichrist will still provoke the wars, okay? Trump doesn't want them, but the Antichrist can still provoke them. Because the prophecies talk about wars and about the Antichrist. Prophecies don't talk about Trump. Prophecies talk about the Antichrist and the wars, okay? The Antichrist will play with America like the cat with the mice. The devil is behind the Antichrist, okay? So the Antichrist will cause wars, even though Trump doesn't want them. It's prophesied. So the Antichrist will still take care of the wars. Trump doesn't want them, but the Antichrist will still provoke them on purpose. And Trump cannot ignore it, and they will be forced into it, directly or indirectly. They'll be against Russia, okay? Even if Trump doesn't want, he might still get involved. There is no way around it. If there is war, Trump will still have to get involved, even though he doesn't want. Angela is asking, in how long do you think this will happen? The 7-year covenant? I don't know. I just can tell you one word, soon. Soon will happen. Soon, soon we'll see it. Maybe months, I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to give dates. You see how long, how quick will happen. It could be soon, very soon. Maybe next year. I think very soon. So the prophecies will come to pass, and everything will have to go in place according to what the prophecies say. We will read to you one news. We will read to you one news from Breaking News, BreakingIsraelNews.com. I will read to you the article, being exclusive. This article talks about the temple, okay? This newspaper is very recent. On the 10th of November, it came out, this article. Being exclusive, Sanhedrin asks Putin and Trump to build third temple in Jerusalem. The Jerusalem Embassy Act, passed in Congress in 1995, initiated the moving of the embassy but has been vetoed since every American president since. The Sanhedrin calls on Trump to withhold the veto after he takes office. The Sanhedrin also recalled Putin's connection to the temple in its letter. During his third official trip to Jerusalem in 2012, Putin paid a late-night visit to the Western Wall. When he arrived at the holy site, the Russian leader stood in silence for several minutes, offering a personal prayer. So, being exclusive, Sanhedrin asks Putin and Trump to build third temple in Jerusalem. This is from BreakingIsraelNews.com. Trump has promised to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, coupled with Putin's expressed desire for the temple to be rebuilt. So this article basically confirms what we've been talking about. God bless you, dearest brethren. I leave you with this. And Lord, help us to prepare, because the prophecies will come to pass. Amen.